Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I got my friend back. DZ is on the air. He's going to stay as long as he can. We're feeling it out after his surgery. And not only are you back, but it's Terror Tuesday. I think I'm going to call this Terror Tuesday until you're back full time, and we'll bring the boys in on Tuesdays. Hi, Owen and Hudson, my 11 and 13-year-old.
What's up?
I don't know how much you guys are going to be able to give input on this because you've never been married, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
I would say that. Okay.
We can confirm not.
We can confirm you've never been married, Owen.
Dang it.
Okay. So, DZ, let me just read this to you and then we'll discuss. Yeah. Am I the jerk for using AI to write my wedding vows?
What? Okay, so they didn't say A1.
At least they didn't
Am
say
I A1. The jerk for using AI to write my wedding vows?
That's right. No, I'm not
yes,
kidding.
Yes, you heard me slam GPT. Against.
I heard you slam down. Hold on. I haven't even read it yet. Jeez.
ChatGPT, help marry me.
That was actually funny.
My man hates me.
Listen, it says Allie and DZ, because you can always write in Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Allie and DZ, I'm getting married in September, and I can't believe I'm writing into the show, but here we are. My fiance has made the final decision that we should write our vows. It's not that I don't love her. Obviously, I do since we're getting married, but I'm not really that great with words. I feel as though my love comes through in other ways, like gift giving.
Like AI.
Stop it, Hudson. Like gift giving, acts of service, and quality time. Not to mention how embarrassing it is to express your personal feelings in front of a whole crowd. So I decided to use AI to write my vows. My fiance doesn't know. Am I the jerk?
What if your fiance's listening?
Well, it's anonymous,
you know,
Hudson.
How many fiancés are in Milwaukee right now, man? You know,
how many weddings there are? The wedding business is never going to die. People will continue to get married no matter how many times we all get divorced.
First of all, you're giving your...
I stood in a wedding last week that I didn't attend.
See? What, Hudson? Sorry.
You're giving your acts of love through AI?
So you're saying jerk. Got it.
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
Owen, my 13-year-old, a jerk.
Aren't wedding vows for some sort of religious purpose during weddings?
Well, it depends on the wedding. I guess, yes, marriage was based on religion, which is why a lot of people...
I'm saying definitely the jerk. That's basically just heresy, using AI to use something.
Heresy? What the hell was that word?
He's too smart for his own good.
What? Heresy?
We've modernized so much from historical relevance.
DZ, Hudson's in the background with his phone going, hey Siri, what is
it? It means a hus that was burned for heresy.
Okay, no more. Goodbye. Okay, DZ, where were we?
The doctrine was denounced as a heresy by the Pope or something.
Thank you, Hudson. Yes, Owen.
Heresy is where you go against your religion.
Oh,
correct.
Thank you. And DZ knew, I did not.
Usually meaning of like Christian religious doctrines.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Owen is the latter is the correct definition.
Big bro. Thank you, big bro, Hudson says. Okay, can we continue on? So, is he the jerk for using AI to write his wedding vows? I'm going to say total jerk.
Of course.
Yeah, really. I think so, yeah. I
mean, A1?
It's creative, but it's not...
What do you
not,
mean it's creative?
It's creative way to come up with a way to write your vows if you're scared to do it. But I don't necessarily... I think you need to... It's not what should you do. It's are you a jerk? I think he should have taken a different
route.
He
is the jerk.
A jerk.
It's the same reason why you shouldn't use AI to write your English essay.
Well, yeah. That's definitely not allowed. It's like, this is the ethical, like, moral dilemma. Technically, he's allowed to use AI to write his vows, DZ, and Owen and Hudson. Yes, Hudson's raising his hand. What?
Okay, so...
What? Both of our kids are going crazy right now. What?
All right. Well, like people are like graduating medical school because they're using like AI and like humanizers to like
oh,
make
now we're going off
their
the
essays. Okay.
So people are graduating from medical school using AI, according to Hudson.
Well, we ain't talking about middle school.
We're talking about getting married.
Don't worry. You're going to be fine.
I'll never get married.
What do I do?
You'll never get married.
I gotta be real, man.
No one loves me
I'm
enough.
Going with
Stop.
Not the jerk. Honestly, it has
Stop
to be
it,
not
DZ.
The jerk.
No.
This man very plainly said, my love language is not through words. I'm not good. I've got immense pressure about being up, basically having to perform a soliloquy or a monologue in front of who knows how many people. I'm not good with that. I'm getting stage fright even thinking about it. So this man's got writer's block even considering talking in front of people.
Yeah.
You still have to use, I'm considering that he said ChatGPT. Maybe he used Gemini. I don't know. Whichever AI platform that he used, this man said, still has to input information about his fiance, still has to input, you know, the love and affection that he wants to write with. And quite frankly, he doesn't have to go with what ChatGPT or AI platform, what they actually give.
He could use it as inspiration.
Just using it as a drafting rubric, inspiration, a springboard, because then he can now change words or add his own quote unquote flair, but he doesn't have to write it. Is it still his passion? Is it still his heart? Is it still his love for his girl?
No.
Yeah. Did he originate the work?
Well,
no. Tanya, some people ain't creative like us.
Tanya in Kenosha texted in and said, would you be embarrassed if your wife to be found out? Yep, so jerk.
Can I say something?
Yes, Owen.
DZ, that's basically like saying, all right, your operation will definitely be a success. Ayo, ChatGPT, what do I do? That's
what do you mean?
GPT is, like, if you use those reasonings in any other context, like, hey, I just need some inspiration to do the surgery real quick. Like, that doesn't really work out.
See, let me tell you why your excuse is cap. One is a medical procedure. The other is a person-to-person relationship.
There it is.
Now, if we're putting together a cabinet and some guy goes, hey, I could put it together, and then says, ChatGPT, what's the easiest way to put this cabinet together? I am now praising this man because he used his resources. Does he have the skills to put the cabinet together? Yes. Is he looking for the best way to do it? Also, yes. Shout out to you. Are you looking to get married? Yes. Are you looking to write the best vows possible to impress your girl on y'all's most important day? Yes. I got to shout that man out. Now, if my surgeon was ChatGPTing how to perform an osteochondral allograft, I would have been a little more worried.
What is that? Don't worry about it, Hudson. Right. Okay. All right. Point proven, DZ. 1 point, DZ. Well, okay. Hey. We're not going to go back and forth because we have to take calls, okay? Owen wants to counter what you said now. We'd be here for days. Okay, Owen, what? Quickly. Never mind. Okay, 414-533-1037. I'm reading your texts, and I see them coming in. DZ, people are saying things like, we all have that pressure, DZ. Suck it up. Is what somebody texted
Dang.
In. Okay, now we're getting abrasive. Okay, well, you know what? We're going to see what everybody says next. Am I the jerk for using AI to write my wedding vows?
Yeah.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We didn't even give him a name. Where's everybody texting in the names? What happened to that? The guy who wrote his vows with AI and he wants to know if he's the jerk? Yes, Hudson, what?
I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with cheater.
You know what? Oh, you're thinking of a name? He's not cheating. He's just cheating on his vows.
Liar, something that rhymes. Liam Liar.
Lion Liam.
He's scamming.
Lion Liam. Scamming.
Lion Liam.
Scamming Scott.
I like Lion Liam, bro.
All right, Lion Liam wants to know if he's a jerk for writing his vows with AI. And honestly, I am surprised by the way the phones are going this morning. Oh, we got three regulars on the phone. Look at this, and I was not prepared for that. Anna in Milwaukee. You know what? I'm going to start with her first, DZ. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. All right. Is Lion Liam the jerk for writing his wedding vows with AI?
Yes, he's a jerk. Because, you know, the fact that he's writing on the radio to ask if he's the jerk already says that he's a jerk.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Anna, if that's the new take, though, everybody's screwed. Hudson says it's giving jerk.
So I hate that I can't disagree to that.
Like someone said in the text, you know, if you're not, would you tell that to your future wife?
Hell no. No. AI? Think about all the times couples are not honest. Come on. DZ, you're married.
That's not a good thing, Mom.
See, my thing is, though, are you reading, are you literally reading exactly what the AI wrote? Because then, yeah, you really didn't put much energy behind it. Mm-hmm. If you're changing it up, if you're making it yours, if you're adding your words and just letting AI make it pretty, that's completely different to me.
True.
Yeah, but I still think it's cheating on it. I mean, you know, I didn't want to say anything, you know, in front of, you know, when I got married as well, but we all have to do it, you know.
Well, we don't have to. I wish we would change the tune on this, is that weddings can be, you can have those private moments. I feel like we put too much pressure on ourselves, even though I agree with you, Anna, by the way, total jerk for using AI to write the vows. But, you know, I don't know. We put too much pressure on ourselves at weddings that we have to declare our love. Like, why?
It's supposed to be a super special moment. It's a union. Yeah. I mean,
but it's for really, you too.
The vows is like a spell binding you and the two souls together before the people that love you and all of this stuff.
Wait.
So people attach way too much meaning behind
it. I just thought of something, DZ and Anna. What? Oh my gosh. Do you know what our vows in front of people are really just us like doing a really long Facebook post declaring our love to everybody? It's not necessary.
It's
I never thought about it like that.
Monologue, soliloquy of love. Yeah. Yes, that's
all right,
exactly
Anna.
What vowels are.
Thanks for calling. We got to get to two more calls. Love you.
Love.
Yeah, love you too. Bye.
Yes, Hudson, with your hand up.
We've already won the jerk.
Why?
Because we have four people.
Hudson, ours don't count, okay?
We have two more. Yes,
you know
do,
what?
Mom.
I will say this. He finally learned something in fifth grade math. He finally started.
What?
You're counting.
Sorry, Hudson, did I say that out loud? Okay, let's go to next up in Sheboygan, Santino. Santino, come on. Turn the damn radio down. You've been on the air how many times, and we still are doing this, Santino? Hi.
Man goes on one golf trip and forgets how to be on air.
I swear. Good morning, Santino. Hi.
Good morning. Did you hear the wifey?
No. All I heard was the radio in the background. The wife says what?
The wifey said,
jerk.
Yes.
Yes, girl.
No, we're going to do this a little differently. Don't do this.
They're a fighting house right now. I love this. We're starting fights in marriages that have been together for years.
Marriage is one big fight.
Yeah, my wife disagreed. My wife said jerk too.
Aaron is my girl.
Listen, this is a heresy, okay? This is a heresy. We need to come together and understand that this man needed some help.
Yep.
And the gods gave him ChatGPT or whatever, Gemini. He needed if he can put his feelings, the little words that he could into the database and let them conform it to something sensual and exciting for his wife to appreciate it.
Yeah,
he did a
what's
good
wrong
job.
With that?
Use his resources.
Boom.
Jerk.
That part's answered.
I love both of your wives in the background screaming jerk, whether it's Aaron or Leslie. They're both like, jerk, jerk, jerk. It's a total jerk move.
Y'all not going to be invited to the cookout, so
fine.
Stop, man.
Yes, I am. And you're going to do new vows. All right, Santino, we love you. He says, not the jerk.
Yep.
Wow. And your wife says jerk. Okay, thanks, Santino. We love you.
Did you hear the baby? She said love you. Love you guys, too.
Oh, that was your... I didn't...
Oh, that
can
was
I
your
be
baby?
Honest?
I thought it was mine.
Honest to God, I thought it was DZ's baby. I'm not going to lie. I really didn't know that was your baby.
Oh, no. Which baby's which anymore? I sure didn't hear the baby, though. That's why I ignored it.
You know what? School's out. God help us all. Okay, goodbye, Lord, Santino.
Man. Much love.
Later.
You remember when the show was fun with no kids involved? Now they're everywhere. Your kids, my kids, his kids. What happened?
Everybody said having kids was a good idea. Liars.
I'm totally teasing. No, we love our kids. Hudson, with the arm up, what, baby?
This guy's like, I see a sign in the blue and white logo.
Huh? I don't get it. I don't get the joke. I don't get the joke. But the good news is Bella's in Kenosha, last but not least. Bella, good morning.
Buenos dias.
All right. Bella, you hear this nonsense going on. DZ says, not the jerk. I say jerk. Their wives, Santino's wife and DZ's wife, say jerk. Where are we going with this, Bella?
Oh, man. Diabolical heresy up in here.
Wait, in which way though?
Stop with this word already. You guys are killing me.
You guys are killing me with this vocabulary,
maybe,
but I love it.
We need to have a word every day that you are forced to use in sentences if you call in. Like, that would actually be fun.
Yeah.
Like, whatever
this
heresy. Okay, go on.
So, I'm surprising myself here. Sorry, ladies. but I'm going to say not the jerk.
Hey. That's it, Bella. Got to go. I'm hanging up.
Yeah, no, hear me out real quick.
No!
Oh, I'm hearing.
Go ahead.
This guy actually sounds like he's like sweet and intentional, and he understands love languages, number one. Number two, he's utilizing his resources. And he knows that this is not his strength, so he doesn't want to go up there and embarrass his wife mm-hmm. by saying, like, roses are red, violets are blue. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore,
I wrote this with ChatGPT, but you're really cool. I was trying to finish the poem for you.
Like, all of the vows that people say now are like vows that have been repeated over time that somebody else wrote.
You're not wrong. Like, we use the same songs to walk down the aisle.
What's the difference between not making any vows and just using the generic vows that the pastor or priest comes up and gets you with?
Yeah.
That's insensitive and all. That's a heresy, too, then, at that rate. My man's is at least trying.
Stop with the words.
This guy at least is putting in the effort, is my point.
Yeah.
Whether or not he's good at it or whatever. Yeah. But, okay. Oh, yeah, so not the jerk. So, I knew you would be on my side, fam.
Oh, all right, I'm hanging up on y'all. Goodbye. Bye, Bella.
Love y'all.
Love you.
Love,
unbelievable when the regulars try to team up together. Okay, so wait, that's not the jerk, dude.
Not the jerk.
Shut up. I didn't see this.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going like that. Using
roses
AI to write your vows.
Violets are blue. ChatGPT, help me write these vows to marry thee.
Oh, that sounded so fake and plagiarized. Wow.
Oh, well, I thought of it by myself, so maybe I should put it in the ChatGPT so it makes it better.
Liar.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.